Hello guys and girls, and welcome to this first real episode of A Year on Tour with Vittinghus. I'm obviously your host, Hans Christian Vittinghus. I'm recording this episode sitting in my hotel room in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, where I'm at for the Malaysia Masters, which is a Super 500 tournament. It starts tomorrow morning. I've been here now for a couple of days, and that's what I'm gonna talk to you about in this episode, what I've been doing for the past 2 days to get ready for my match, or hopefully matches that I'm going to play tomorrow. I'll also talk a bit about my expectations for the first match that I'm gonna play tomorrow, and I'll answer one question from your listeners as well. I asked on my Instagram for questions from you guys, and you sent me a lot of good ones, but I've chosen one that I'm gonna reply to today, and I think I'll do this in most episodes where I'll answer at least one question from you guys. So feel free to hit me up with questions at any time. Anyway, let's get to it, and let me tell you a bit about what's been going on in Malaysia for the past 2 days. When I arrived on Saturday, I actually had a quite busy day. I was gonna do a lot of TV recordings with Kim Astrup. We were recording for almost 4 hours, some different stuff for BWF, and also for this program called Badminton Unlimited. It was not necessarily very badminton related. We were talking about plastic change and how plastic pollution is an issue all over the world. We didn't feel 100% comfortable with everything, but I think it actually turned out pretty well, and we are quite excited to see the finished program. And of course, I'll let you all know when it's out, and I'll put it up on my social media so you can find it there. During these 4 hours, we also had a Q&A session with the Ampang Jaya Badminton Club here from Malaysia. Some of you guys might know it from Purple League. They came for a Q&A here at our hotel and had some kids asking us quite a few brilliant questions, actually. And it was just nice talking to those guys for almost 40 minutes, I guess, and answering all their questions, taking photos, and signing autographs and so on. But traveling for about 18 hours to get here, it's also a tough way to start your day by doing TV recordings and Q&A sessions for 4 hours straight. So we were quite tired when we finished doing all of that, and just went straight to bed. So it wasn't really a lot of training, only a light training on that Saturday. On Sunday and Monday, which is today, we've been training quite a bit. Today we had our first hit in the main arena, which is a great arena. It's a little bit windy, but it's huge in there. The setup is really, really good. They've been used to having events at this level and even bigger for so many years, so they really know how to do all the lightings and everything. So it's a nice arena to play in. The only small issue there is it's quite windy. Luckily, it wasn't too bad today in training, but I'm pretty sure when we get started tomorrow, it will be more windy than it was today in training. I've played in the arena for, I think at least 10 times, so I should be quite used to it. And hopefully that will also be to my advantage tomorrow when I'm playing my first match in the qualifying rounds. In terms of that, in regards to that, I'll talk a bit about my opponent and my view on this qualifying system. I've not been in qualifying for quite some time, but unfortunately my ranking has dropped to 31 after a poor ending to last year. And with only 28 places in the main draw, I have to play qualifying here. I'll play a young guy from India called Lakshya Sen. I hope most of you have heard of him already. He's 18 or 19 years old, not quite sure, but I know that for a fact that he's a very young guy, but he's really an upcoming guy. I think he's also just one spot below me in the ranking, so I think we're 31 and 32. Know him pretty well. Played him in the Danish league just a few months back, in a match. I won in straight games, but it was a match where I played some of my best, and I think it was really a really tough match. So that's also what I'm preparing for tomorrow. I know his defense is outstanding. I remember that from the match I played against him 2 months ago. He gets a lot back, and he's quite fast. His net game is quite good as well. So I'll need to be very, very patient tomorrow. I need to be very disciplined, not going for the chances too early. And that can be quite a challenge, but I solved it pretty well when I played him last time, and I'm hoping I can do that once again. I really have a lot of respect for this guy. He's produced some really good results in the end of 2019, and is really climbing up the rankings rapidly. I think he won 4 events in Europe in a row, the Dutch Open, the Salalux Open, and a few others. So yeah, it's going to be a tough start, and I think he's a guy that I could easily play in a first round of the main draw. So I'm not going to take that job lightly in any way. It's going to be a tough one. But I'm also quite excited, to be honest, to play again. I haven't competed since the middle of November when I went to the Hong Kong Open. So I've had a good long period of training now, and I think I've been working really hard. And I'm very happy with how everything has gone. Haven't had any setbacks or injuries really, so I'm just excited to go out there and see if I can get everything out on court and get my game to work. I really believe I can. So tomorrow is a great chance to prove that and do so. I'm obviously a little bit concerned about this qualifying system, because I know that if I'll be good enough to beat Lakshya, I'll only have a couple of hours rest before I'll have to play another qualifying match to actually qualify for the main draw. I remember back in May last year I played a international challenge event where I also had to play two matches a day, where I actually had half a day between the two matches, and I found that really, really hard to cope with, and I'm not getting younger by the day. So I'm a bit anxious to see how my body will react if I get to play two matches tomorrow, but we'll take that as it comes. First of all, I just need to get my best game on, and see if I can beat Lakshya in the first match. This will also be my first event where I'm playing fully equipped by Forza. And the reason why I mentioned that is because the question that I'm going to reply to in this podcast is from a user called Nai2Tuck. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But she says that she knows I changed sponsors, so she asked, is it hard to adapt to new equipment? And what would I do to adapt quicker? And I can say I think it's just as difficult for me as it is for anyone else. It doesn't matter if you're a good or bad player, really. I've been used to my Victor racket for quite some time now. And I only just changed the sponsors to Forza. I only just signed the contract in the end of December. So I haven't really had any time to try new rackets, which is also why I'm actually going to keep playing with my Victor racket for Malaysia Masters this week and also Indonesia Masters next week. And after those two tournaments, I'll have some time to try out a few different Forza ones, and then we'll see which one I choose to play with. So, to be honest, I don't really have any tips or tricks as to how you could adapt quicker. I think it just takes time, and you just need to give it the time it really takes. Fortunately for me, Forza and Victor has a good collaboration, so there was no issue in me playing with my Victor racket for a few more events. Right, anyway, I don't think I have much more for you guys today. I'm just gonna say again that I'm really looking forward for the match tomorrow, and hopefully I'm looking forward to two matches. But yeah, first of all, just looking forward to the challenge of playing Lakshya Sen. He's, as I said, a really strong player, so I'll need to give my best to beat him. Then hopefully I can follow up with a new podcast, maybe not tomorrow, but the day after, and hopefully it will be a podcast in a very good mood after two great wins. So that's at least what I'm going for and what I'm hoping for. So I hope you guys will cross your fingers for me and wish me luck. And then I'll be back with a new podcast in a couple of days. So thanks for listening, guys, and I'll talk to you all very soon.